Good morning. Sometimes you just need to get your brain kind of switched over to in gear. And it's so good to see each one. It was good to watch Aubrey and her robotics team down in Hattiesburg do an excellent job. They scored right on up there with the top. We're really proud. It was good this morning to have a couple of new Sunday school people coming in. We don't point out people too much, do we, Danny? But anyhow, we're glad with that and exciting, and we're good to have our friends and all coming and being very much a part with us today. We're traveling. We're on a journey. We're going through the Bible, and this is exciting times. And because it's exciting times, it looks like that our Sunday school and our reading through the Bible, they've just overlapped. And it's been so interesting putting all these pieces together. Because last week, we were looking at the text, and we were following on the road to success. And last week, we thought about how to think outside of the box. And so thinking outside of the box comes in different ways. In fact, when we're thinking outside of the box, one of the things that we had to understand was who created the box? And that was none other than the Lord. The Lord created the box. And when we start thinking outside of the box, what He created, we realized it was a perfect gift. And it was a promise, and leadership and all was necessary in that. And actions had to be taken. But secondly, when we were thinking outside of the box last week, we also realized that we have to discover things. Now, when you say thinking outside of the box, I'm lost right there. Thinking outside of the box, if you're in school, how to be the best student. If you're in the home, how to be the best husband or best wife. If you're in the workplace, how can I be the best employee? At church, how can I be the best that God wants me to be? Sometimes we've got to think outside of the box, or else we just get crammed into the box. So last week, we talked about discovering. In other words, you had to have a map in hand, boots on the ground, study the obstacles, the culture of the land, be an encourager and gathering fruit so that you know that you're on the journey. And then lastly, last week, we talked about thinking outside of the box begins with a promise, moves with a premise, and works a plan. So that's what we were looking at last week and trying to bring these things together. Now, if we think outside of the box, God wants us to be successful. How do you become successful? Sometimes when you say the word success, we don't know what success means. What does success mean? Success means that when we had a little baby on the back row a few minutes ago, and you looked down at the baby and you smiled at the baby, and when that baby smiled back, that was success. Melts the heart. Sometimes success comes in the most simplest ways. Success, what is success? Success many times is just doing your best. Well, you could say, well, wait a minute. We may have not won the round, but did we do our best? That's success. In our Sunday school class, when a light bulb turns on and somebody sees something like I did, somebody sees something for the first time, that is success. In school, when you score the best that you can for you, that's success. So success comes in many different packages, in many different ways. So God wants us to be successful. He really does. So He gives us a pattern. He gives us a plan. And I'd like to carry you through this in Deuteronomy chapter 4. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, we're going to follow a path for success. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, and I'll begin by reading verse 1. It says, "Now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the judgments which I teach you to observe, that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord your God, which the Lord God your Father is giving you." What are we doing? Verse 1. In verse 1, I'd just like for you to capture that That thought pattern right there. God wants you to be successful. But if He wants you to be successful, there are some things that are necessary. In fact, in verse 1 it says, now listen. Hey, sometimes the road to success is always under construction. Do you believe that? It is always under construction. And so when it's under construction, we have to do some things. One, we've got to listen. Listen. Because if you don't listen, then all of a sudden you get called up front and you're asked to respond to something and you ain't got a clue what to respond to. But boy, howdy, when we listen, we know what to say and what to do, don't we, guys? Hey, by the way, let me ask that group back here. Are y'all grasshoppers or are y'all giant killers? Giant killer, yeah! All right. We are giant killers. We got it. All right. Thinking along that. So the road to success is always under construction. So listen, because faith cometh by hearing, you hearing by the Word of God. You've got to listen. If you're going to succeed, if you don't listen, you're not going to succeed. Number two, you got to learn. Because the Scripture says, now listen to the statutes. I teach you to observe. In other words, you got to learn. Because faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. You got to hear this stuff. Hear it. And then when you hear it, then the next factor is to observe it or do it. It's one thing just to listen. But it's something else to do. For instance, outside of my office at home, and there's a painting that Mom left of the land. And when you look at that land, that painting tells a story. And in order for you to understand that story, we would have to tell you about the pieces that are there on the painting. Because each one of them tells a little bit of a story. That's the way that God puts this picture together for us. Each one of these things that we see is painting a story that leads us to success. Three things you got to do. One, you got to listen. Two, you got to learn. And then three, you got to do it. But James 1:22 says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. So we got to do it. So number two, when we're on this road to success, it contains an undertaking. Now, this undertaking means, look, there's three words I want you to capture in here. First word I want you to see is the word live. So now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and judgment I teach you that you may live. You see that word? God wants you to be successful. He living as opposed to dying. Living inside of a promise as opposed to outside of a promise. Live. He wants us to go in. Did you see that? Go in and possess. Go in means as opposed to living outside the promised land. I want you to go in. And thirdly, I want you to possess. Possess. What does that mean? As opposed to observing the outside of the promise. Well, let's put some of this stuff together right here. If I'm moving with an undertaking, there's some things and all that I want to learn and I want to share and I want to do. It's kind of like this. That painting outside of my office shows the land that Daddy and Mom purchased. They paid for it. And as they paid for it, then down the line they gave it to me. It was only a painting, but after Mom and Dad died, we built and moved on the place of the painting. What does that mean? There was an undertaking of Mom and Dad purchasing, paying for the land, getting all things ready. Possibly in their heart and mind, maybe one day their boys would move back and live on the land. They continued on with that. They didn't see the end of it. But yet they left it. It was an undertaking for them. What are we to do? If we're going to be successful, we need to live. Let's live life. Live life to the fullest. Let's go where God wants us to go. And let's possess. Let's do what God wants us to do. Jesus said it like this in John 10:10. The thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come that you may have life and that you might have it more abundantly. God wants you to live. He doesn't want you just to be a stick in the mud. He wants you to enjoy life, abundant living. Jesus said in John 20:30, He said, and Jesus did many signs, and the disciples saw, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in His name. And in Romans 6:4 it says, even so we also walk in the newness of life. Let me give you three pictures right there. Do you want to just get through life, or do you want to have the abundant life? Abundant life, that's success. God wants you to have the abundant life. And in the abundant life, you discover the Son. And when you discover the Son, who is Jesus Christ, then you walk in the newness of life. Not the way that the world prescribed, but the newness of life. So we're under construction. Things have to happen. Number three, I want you to see, the road to success begins with a gift. Following our text, you see, and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of our fathers is giving you. You mean the road to success is a gift? Huh. Somebody might say, nobody ever gave me anything. I had to work for everything. Oh, you did. Who gave you breath this morning? God did. Who gave you the strength to work today? Who gave you the mind to think? Who gave you the hands to work with? Who gave you even the job that you might be working on? Whoa! You mean God did all that? Yeah. You see, the road to success begins with this gift. The land's a value. Now, some of you would say, oh, I look at that picture that little mama painted. And it's got on this picture little mama painted about 15 acres. And you can say, oh, that 15 acres, I'll go out and I'll buy that 15 acres for $5,000 an acre. You won't get it. $10,000 an acre. You won't get it. $20,000 an acre. You'd be stupid if you didn't take that much money, but guess what? You ain't gonna get it. Why? Because that's the value. That's the value. God has given you value. You are. The land that He gave you has value. And when you look at that value that money can't touch, the one who gives it to you creates the value. Huh. The world says, I wouldn't give you $1,500 for that acre of ground. But God says, hey, it's not for sale. Value. God put the value there. And then the gift is the giver. And when you see that this gift that I'm giving you, the Scripture says in John 1:17, every good and perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there's no variation or shadow of turning. What is that? If God's given you a gift, what is it? It's perfect. It's perfect. Well, it's got some bumps in it. You can't, but for you, it's perfect. Because God will allow you to be successful right where He planted you. What did He do? He gave you something of value, the value that He put on it. And this value comes from above. And so therefore, it's complete. It's perfect. When you look over there and you see Scott, is he perfect? We had some opinions going on up here. Some things don't always work out. Just like I tried on one of these new contraptions, go-go gadget, this little headphone set. And when I put it on upside down. And Michelle said, "You can take the boy out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the boy." And she was right. We try things. And we say, "Oh, man, that is so..." Look, God made you special. God put value on you. God made you complete. Therefore, be successful. According to whose principles? His principles. You are wonderfully made. Look at this. So the road to success begins with a gift that God gave you. And let's carry that on a step further. Let's go into verse 2. It says, "You shall not add to the word which I command you, nor take away from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you." The road to success has principles. And so you could say, "I want to be successful in college." Well, don't let your mom and daddy go into a high Ivy League and buy your way in, because that's not the way to do it. Success. The principles bear timeless truth. When God has given us this word, guess what we're supposed to add to it? Nothing. Guess what we're supposed to take away? Nothing. But you know what we discovered in our Sunday school class this morning? God did some things, and some of the people didn't like it. I'm not going to point you out, Marilyn, okay? Some of the people didn't like what God did, because it just didn't seem fair. Okay, I got to tell them, okay? I don't know if it was that one, but it's close. Y'all remember Moses messed up and he couldn't go into the promised land because he didn't give God the glory? And you know what our Sunday school class said? That guy's been so good, he's been doing what's right. That's just not fair. And you know what God did? God killed him. That's not fair, is it? Okay, tricky question. When Moses died, where did he go? Duh! Man, where you want to go? Heaven? Yeah. So see, sometimes we don't understand what success looks like. And please, I'm not picking on Marilyn this morning. It's not picking on Marilyn. Okay, Daddy, don't want me afterwards, okay? I'm really not. Sometimes we don't understand success. Success for Moses was going through the journey, coming to the end, and God taking him home. That was success. And so sometimes we don't understand how the pieces fit together. God's got a big plan. And so what do we need to do? We don't add anything to His plan. We don't take anything away from His plan. We obey it. Because when you follow God's plan, it works out the way God wants it to work out. So what are you talking about? Think about this scripture right here. And the world is, this is in 1 John 2:17, "And the world is passing away, and the lust thereof, but he who does the will of God abides forever." Revelation chapter 22, he says, if you add anything to the book, or you take anything away from the book, the plagues that are in this book are going to be upon you. Don't add to God's word. Don't take away from God's word. Because it's complete. It's carrying us. And Jesus said in John 14:6, He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Me." This is God's way. It's kind of like Mom's painting. I forgot. I should have brought it today. I wanted y'all to see that. But can you just imagine Mom's painting being right here, just for the sake of humoring me? Can you imagine Mom's painting being right here? And I'm looking at it, and I'm going to say, oh, let me get a brush of paint, and let me kind of fix it up and do some detail. The painting is complete. And if I start trying to fix it up, what's going to happen? Mess it up. Y'all know what kind of painter I am. You know, we mess it up. It's complete. That's the way success is. Jesus Christ is complete. We don't have to add to the picture. We don't have to take away from the picture. Jesus says, here's success. Enjoy it for the abundant life. I am the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. Don't add to it. Don't take away from it. Well, let's move on into verses 3 and 4. The scripture says, your eyes have seen what the Lord did at Baal Peor. For the Lord your God has destroyed from among you all the men who followed Baal of Peor. But you who held fast to the Lord your God are alive today, every one of you. The road to success uses experience. And if you try to go your course of life without the experiences that others have traveled before you, experiences and all that you can find in the Bible, then you're going to mess up. I'll give you a for instance. God told the children of Israel, I don't want you to marry the people of the land, because what these women will do, they will turn your heart away from me, and you will worship idols. Balaam, he was a prophet, told Balak, who was the king of Moab, I can't curse them, but this is what I'll tell you. You can get God to curse them. All you have to do is to take your daughters and let them marry them, and then you marry their daughters, and then your daughters can turn the eyes of the man to worship idols, and the Lord God will kill him. That's exactly what happened. The men married the Moabite women, and then the Moabite women had them to worship the idols. And God said, no. He told Moses, you get your men together and you go in, you kill every man that married one of the women. They went in and they killed 24,000 people. Because what did they do? They didn't obey the word. Success. Use the experiences that we have. Because experience teaches us success. Your eyes, it says in our scripture here, your eyes have seen what I did. Experiences teaches us failure. You saw what the Lord did to these rebellious men. And experience teaches us the right way. You who held fast, can you see that last phrase up there? But you who held fast to the Lord your God are alive today. How many? Everyone. So you see, if you hold fast to the Word of God, you'll live. Success. All right, we're moving real fast across, going in here. Now we're in verse 5. Verse 5 says, surely I've taught you statutes and judgments, just as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should act according to them in the land which you go to possess. What does that mean? That means the road to success must be maintained. You can hear it, you can do it, but you got to stay with the stuff. The maintenance process begins with the Lord. The Lord gave you, so therefore stay with the Lord. The maintenance process, though, has got to be transferred. You may have received it, but you've got to pass it on. You may have received it, you may have got it, But Johnny, what do we got to do? We got to pass it on, don't we? We got to pass it on. That's what we're talking about in Sunday school. You got to pass it on. And so when you're passing on, you saw it, you received it, now you got to pass it on that what? That you should act according to them. That's what he's saying right there. The maintenance process continues through recipients that you should act. Truth is, not everybody does that. Scripture says, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. What? Not everyone that just says, Lord, Lord, but the Scripture says, but he that does the will of the Father, he's the one that's going to enter into heaven. You heard it. You teach it. You do it. You receive the success. Because if you try to alter it anywhere along the road, then you will not have that success. Let's go on one step further. The Scripture says in verse 6, therefore, be careful to observe them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the people who will hear these things and statutes and say, surely this great nation is wise and understanding. The last road to success requires vigilance. In other words, you got to be careful. It says, therefore, be careful and observe. That means you got to spend energy. You cannot put success on autopilot. I don't know about you, but I've seen it happen. You turn a group of people loose without leadership, and many times you don't get the result that you need. Success requires vigilance. In other words, people are going to watch it, being persistent, aware that the condition is fragile. Understand that people are watching you. Did you know that people are watching these young people back here in the corner? Did you know, Landon, that people has got eyes on Dawson? They're watching him. They're wanting to see what he's going to do next. And what Dawson is going to do, he's going to make such a good decision, the people in the congregation are going to say, wow, Dawson, you made a good decision. Way to go, man. Way to go. Because he's a giant killer. Way to go, man. Watching. People are watching you. And when you respond according to the word, people are going to say, wow, that's a good kid. He makes good decisions. That's a successful man. He makes good decisions. Why? Because he did it the way God wanted it to be done. Success. Success. Bringing all this stuff down. Be careful to observe. Understand that people are watching. And then lead people. You got to lead people to make right choices. Lead people. Because you see now, if Dawson makes the right decisions, he's going to reach over there and he's going to say to Brantley, hey Brantley, how about coming with me? Let's go down to the nursing home and let's just encourage some of these old people. And you know what Brantley will do? He'll say, man, let's go. And then all of a sudden, old daddy's heart's going to feel so big. Because his son made a good decision. And then Brantley's daddy's going to feel so good because he did what was good. And all of a sudden, you're going to say, man, that's two successful families. Because they did what God wanted them to do. That's success. That's success. Hearing, seeing, doing, accomplishing it. God wants you to be successful. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction. In other words, God's given us right here in 2 Timothy 3:16, He's given us that blueprint for success. Okay, it's test time. Here we go. Are y'all ready for the test? You ready? All right. Test number one, the road to success is always under You got it. The road to success contains an undertaking. Very good. The road to success begins with a gift. Okay. Then the road to success is built on principles. Good. And the road to success uses experience. And then the road to success must be maintained. And lastly, the road to success requires vigilance. You are a successful bunch. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much. Success. Lord, we heard it. We understood it. And now we're going to do it. Father, thank you for the success that's in this building right now. Thank you for the word that teaches us how to be successful. Thank you for the courage to think outside of the box. Thank you for the joy that's abundant. Thank you for the life that comes through Jesus Christ. Lord, we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. So what's the invitation? Invitation is simple. I want you to be successful. Success begins with a gift. The gift is Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The gift begins with the giver. The giver is the Father, the gift is the Son, and you can receive the gift by faith, trusting in Jesus Christ alone for your salvation. Receive the gift today. Say within your heart, Jesus, come into my heart. I believe in you. Forgive me of my sins. I want to live for you. Wow. So simple, but so transforming. God wants you successful. Prayer altars are going to be open. Maybe other needs. Maybe some of us are wrestling with not being successful in some areas, and we want to be successful in those areas. So we're going to go to the Word. We're going to go to prayer. We're going to ask God, God, would you show me? Would you show me? And God will. God will. Let's stand together and sing.